This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Red Sox lose. Cora with a, he says, predictable, I think unpredictable, quick hook.
Yeah, it felt like
on Garrett Crochet.
Yeah.
Alex Cora, never worried about today, always worried about tomorrow.
That's right.
It's the opposite of my my savings approach, Keith.
You're about the now.
I'm about the now. Live in the now. Uh-huh. Don't worry about tomorrow. But Cora with the long view on this one. I know you guys are fired up about it. And for more on it, we have Rob Bradford, WEEI.com, and the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. He's brought to you by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. At McFarlaneEnergy.com. Rob Bradford, McFarlane. McFarlane to you.
Oh, McFarlane. It was so good to see you guys yesterday. I like taunting you through the window with all my steak tips and hot dogs.
Yeah, were you in line with Keith? Keith went out to that line like four different times.
Yeah, it was tough. I never lined up with me to have a burger ready to go unless I wanted it super rare.
So I heard you guys have the excellent conversation about which would you rather have, like a hamburger, a hot dog, or one of each or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, two burgers or two dogs or one of each.
One of each.
That was the brilliant question.
Yeah, this is another thing we're going to have to get in the Red Sox baseball science department involved in.
Mm-hmm.
But I would ask you this. Would you want that? Would you have wanted that yesterday or the Red Sox City Connect jersey, which it sounds like you might be getting?
Well, I know. We're getting a little closer to that. It's been 0-4. I've been checking every day to see if they sent one over.
Sam Kennedy, right, according to what I heard, Sam Kennedy is pouring through tapes
I'm not loving that.
They're vetting your history.
He doesn't have to go back too far. You can go back an hour ago. He's not going to like what I said about the team. So I may not get one.
He probably also watched a Netflix documentary if he really wants a taste of it.
In that as well, not shown in the best light, so you know, I don't know how confident I am in getting this this uniform. But the speaking of food, Bradford, let me ask you this. We always say on this show, when teams are really kind of struggling, whether it's on field, off field, chemistry issues, they are in need of a pizza party, because pizza parties bring people together. And right now, a game under 500, all kinds of communication issues. How in need of a pizza party are the Red Sox?
I'm always wary of the pizza parties, because if you have the pizza party and you lose the next day, then you're screwed. You can't have another pizza party.
Well,
I mean, you can.
Whole pizza. Leftover pizza.
Then the carbs start adding up, and then everyone gets sluggish, and then it starts going the other way.
25 so. Rafi Devers is, yeah.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, don't. Whether you want to call it a pizza party or a team meeting, I would be very, very wary of that. But I do think the biggest thing here is that, like, last night was an example of they have some things to fix, and they got to fix them in a hurry. I mean, they just this is one of the things besides the uniform talk or the jersey talk with Sam Kennedy. He said, listen, we're 500. No one expected to be this 500 team. We're mediocre. We got to figure it out. Well, it's late May. Yes, you do have to figure it out. And I'm about to publish something on EEI.com, just story going through the things they have to figure out, including, by the way, the Garrett Crochet thing.
Thank you.
Like, I don't know if you guys want me to rant on that.
Yeah, rant. Happy to. Rant away.
Yeah, well, so I think that, number one, okay, you know, I get it that Greg Crochet, as we sit here right now, has thrown the most pitches in all of baseball. I get it that you're coming off the first full year as a starter where you only threw just over 140 innings. You knew that you would have to be careful. Everybody understood that you have to be careful. And I think the Cora thing, listen, Cora's the one that implemented it, that took him out of the game. But if you listen to Cora before the game, he actually references people, quote, smarter than him, talking about this Crochet, the protection of Crochet. This is before the game last night. This game that we thought he was going to pitch 13 innings and pull a Jack Morris, right, to save the bullpen. So before the game, he's referencing this. So to me, what that speaks to is this, I'll say, this baseball science department, this analytic department, which they're saying, this is the game, this is the time where we have to draw back on Garrett Crochet because this is what our models say. All right, here's the thing, baseball science department. This is what I would say. I would say the science suggests that was not the game to do it. The science suggests that you do it in another time, in another way, but not in this time where you're probably talking about 15 more pitches, as I think you guys mentioned before, a time where you're desperately at a very important time to hold on to the momentum that you got from the previous couple times. And there's going to be other avenues to do that, to draw back on Garrett Crochet. I've seen it numerous times of pitchers where they're in the same situation. But I think that this is a perfect example of this is not a black and white issue. It shouldn't be when it comes to analytics in baseball. You should read the room, and part of reading the room was also that you knew of every game this year, this was the game your bullpen was the most depleted. So find a different way to do this, and I think that once again, before the game, there was a hint that this was already coming down the road from what Alex Cora said.
Okay, yes and no. I don't want to let Cora off the hook because he also told WEEI Afternoons they were going to go 6 or 7 with Crochet. So, I'm sure analytics is rolled into it somewhere. Bradfoe, I'll agree on that. But let's give Cora his due on this one because he's talking about 6 or 7 innings for Crochet going in. He's the one who pulled him while he looked fine in the 6th inning. He's also the one who, on his watch, we have the Rafael Devers saga, which has become very public. Prior to the game last night, he has Liam Hendricks questioning his usage. And then you have Crochet saying, I didn't know I was going to get a quick hook last night. He says he never knows. Maybe that's the case, maybe not. But there's a lot of public flare-ups with Cora. And I thought, if nothing else, he's supposed to manage all that stuff. And he seems to be doing a miserable job at that.
Yeah, so there's a lot to pick through, right? I mean, when it comes to the not telling Crochet, I don't have a problem with that. It is what it is. I mean, it's that you want Garrett Crochet to get to that point with a low pitch count, and then you go from there. You don't want him to go into that game feeling and like, I have to pitch differently because of this. Now, you just say, go out and get him, whatever. But I'll say it again. Like, Alex Cora was the one that took him out of the game. So, yeah, absolutely. When it comes to the communication issues, let's go through the Devers thing. I said this a million times. There's a lot of people at fault here. The front office, the manager's office, the obviously the player, all of this. This was a communications mess across the board. The Red Sox seemingly were walking on eggshells throughout spring training the minute that Rafael Devers did that, and it came back to bite him because Rafael Devers walked in the lack of accountability door that they left open. So that was the Devers thing, absolutely. I think with the Hendricks thing that you were talking about also, like, I don't know all the particulars to that. We're going to find out, I think, more about maybe that today. But I think that we go before the game yesterday as well. This is another thing that Cora referenced. He said, I have to pitch him more. I have to pitch him more. I have to pitch him more. And I'm always curious and wary when somebody says that. Well, you know, like, why are you not pitching him? And part of that equation, usually the answer is because of this tidal wave of analytics and suggestions that he's getting from the front office. And hey, for better or for worse, managing in baseball, this is the deal. You have to manage this. You have to pick your spots. You have to find the way to put your foot down. And maybe he's just not putting his foot down at the right time. And maybe he'll do it a little bit differently going forward.
Would you say Cora's having a bad year?
I don't think he's having a good year compared to what he had in the past. No. Yeah.
Okay.
I think a lot of it
on his scale, it's a bad year. On the Cora scale, it's a bad year.
No, man. I think Cora's a really good manager. I mean, I still do. But I think that all of the stuff that we mentioned, like this, it's the results business, right? Like you have to, and part of the results comes from the manager's office, including, by the way, wins and losses.
Right.
I mean, however you get there, you can have, you can be a bad manager, you can be a great manager. At the end of the day, it's a results business. Like you have to win. And in this case, this isn't last year. This isn't like, oh, that's relatively the same record as last year. No, it's not. It's not the same vibe. The expectations, the chips to the middle of the table, all of it, that was part of this equation as Sam Kennedy referenced. And as the manager, you have to get the most out of the team, which he has in other years. But for whatever reason, maybe a lot of the reasons that we're talking about, he hasn't been able to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Forget first base or second base for a second. At what point does our guy, Marcelo Meyer, just come up and take shortstop because Trevor Story's been so bad?
Well, so here's the problem. Marcelo Meyer is absolutely going to be part of the perceived solution. Like this is their ace in the hole. They have to do things differently, and he is how you do things differently. He's played second base four of the last five games in Worcester. I think he's playing again today. Are they playing? I think they get canceled today. But the fact is that he is the guy that could be part of the solution. Now, where is that solution? Where is the most needed part for Marcelo Meyer? Which is kind of unfair to Marcelo Meyer to say, hey, come in and save this infield, which has this horrific OPS in the month of May. I mean, Trevor Story right now has the worst OPS of any player in baseball in the last month. I mean, from April 22nd to May 22nd, the worst OPS, not even close. That's the shortstop position. And now, part of the solution is you're working out Christian Campbell, who the Cora said the other day is at a 2.5 or a 3 to get to a 10 where you feel comfortable with him. And, okay, maybe he learns how to play first base, but the problem is that he's been really, really bad offensively in the month of May. I mean, really, like, I think his OPS is about 300-something in the month of May. So this kid is slumping. So, all right, he learns how to play first base. Does that solve your first base problem? Part of this is to get Marcelo Meyer his spot. But I think it's fair, like you asked, it's fair to say, where is he going to land?
Okay, you brought up Campbell and his struggles. Are they contributing to his struggles by bouncing him around second, outfield, now teaching him first? Is that contributing to his issues at the plate?
I don't like it. I didn't like it when he was going good and you were playing them in the outfield. Like I didn't really get that, because he clearly needed work at second base. Analytically, he was one of the worst second basemen, even while he was hitting. So to move him back and forth, that can't help. And now you're integrating this dynamic, and he's a hardworking kid. He's a quick learner and everything else. But think about this. In this last week, he's played outfield, he's played second base, and by the way, almost the vast majority of his time before the game has been on the side learning how to play first base, another position as well. And, oh, but you also have to get out of this slump and start hitting. So to answer your question, Adam, like, I do. I don't like how they're moving around. And if that means scale him back, not play him, even send him down a little bit to just get his mind right at this one position, then so be it. But it's not working out right now for him.
Better chance I get sent a City Connect jersey or they play tonight through the rain.
Oh, I think I listen. I think the Greg Hill pressure has been put on. So
nice.
You're getting that jersey.
All right, so better chance. So, what are you hearing anything about how they're going to try to manage? It's a 4-game series with Baltimore, but the weather tonight and tomorrow both look terrible.
I love a good scuttlebutt, right?
Yeah.
So the scuttlebutt at the park yesterday was a doubleheader tomorrow.
That's going to impact the Jones and Keefe program.
Okay. Love that.
All right. Interesting. In the meantime, pack your rain
jackets. You guys could do like an alt cast.
Alt cast.
Yeah, good idea. Hogdale. Let's get Hogdale on.
It's a Friday. Hogdale can cover that. It's a Friday. Maybe it was a Wednesday. All right. Pack your rain jackets tonight. I'm sure they're not going to call it early. Bradford, we'll talk to you next Thursday. Thanks so much.
All right. I'll see you guys. Bye.
All right. Rob Bradford joining us here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.